Good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Now, we just conducted a survey on state and national issues, and we would like to include your response. Can you so kind share your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in the state of Maryland?
No.
Is anybody in the House who's registered to vote as a Republican?
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, I am registered as a Republican.
Okay. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for the U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Will you definitely will vote, likely will vote, or may not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me, sir. I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. And if you do, I would like then for you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. Larry Hogan. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. How about Chris Chafee? Same question. Very, somewhat?
Don't know.
Okay. How about Robin Ficker? Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable?
Neutral.
Okay. How about Donald Trump? Very, somewhat? Neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Thank you. Now, moving right along. So if the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, for who would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Someone else.
Okay. And do you support or oppose? I'm sorry, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? You say someone else. Would that be Mo Baccarat, Lori Friend, John Merrick, Lavon Sehorn, or other?
None of those.
None of them. Okay. And, sir, do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Ukraine? You strongly support that? Somewhat support,
yes.
Somewhat oppose?
Somewhat, definitely support.
So strongly support?
Support.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Israel? Strongly? Somewhat? Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Still the undecided.
Okay. There is no right or wrong answers. So
yeah,
somewhat opposed or somewhat support? How should I record your answer?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Thank you, sir. And, sir, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you personally? The job creation and economy development. Is that issue very important to you? Somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Well, that's a question again.
When you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues? The issue of job creation and economy development. Is that issue very important to you? Somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Very, very important.
How about the issue of economy, inflation, family budget, and debt? Is that issue very, somewhat, not too, or not at all important to you?
Very.
And security and protecting our southern border. Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Somewhat.
And being a candidate who supports Donald Trump, very, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Wait a minute, what was the question again?
How important is the issue of being a candidate who supports Donald Trump when it comes to your vote? Is that issue very important to you, not too, somewhat, or not at all?
I'm not sure I understand the question. You're asking me if that person's,
when you are deciding who to vote for, if the person being a candidate supports Donald Trump, is that very important to you? Somewhat important? Not too important or not at all?
Well, actually, I wouldn't vote for anybody that was supporting Donald Trump.
So not at all important to you? Should I record that as your answer?
Well, it's important to me that they not vote for Donald Trump.
Understood. Now, how about the issue of energy independence for this country? How important is that issue for you? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Wait, what about independence again?
energy independence for this country.
Energy. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Very important. Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. I'm going to read you a bit of information about the U.S. Senate candidate, Robin Ficker. After each, can you please tell me if that information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you, okay? Here's the first one. Robin Ficker will use his position as a U.S. senator to fight to secure a southern border. Does this make you much more likely to vote for him? Someone more likely, someone less likely, much less likely, or no effect?
Well,
when it comes to your vote.
The only thing I can say on that one is I wouldn't vote for him. It doesn't matter to me what his position is. I wouldn't vote for him. I've known him for 20 years.
I understand. Should I recall your answer that I'm much less likely to vote for him? So we can move on? Okay. Now, Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you much more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely to vote for him?
Much less.
Okay, Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Will that make you much more likely to vote for him? Someone more likely, someone less, or much less likely to vote for him?
Much less.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a bit of information about the U.S. Senate candidate, Larry Hogan. Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you much more likely to vote for Mr. Hogan? Someone more likely, someone less, or much less?
Much less.
Much less? Okay. As the governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors keep their states open. That this information will make you much more likely to vote for him? Someone more likely, someone less, or much less, or no effect?
Well, I wouldn't vote for him anyway, so it doesn't matter what the information is.
So much that less? Should I record
much
that as much? Okay. Now, here's the last one. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you much more likely to vote for Mr. Hogan? Someone more likely, someone less, or much less likely, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, to finish this up, I will ask you once again if the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, for who would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Someone else.
Okay. And generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Moderate.
Moderate. Thank you, sir. And can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
60 or over.
Okay. Thank you, sir, very much for taking the time to help me. This concludes the survey. And thank you for your patience, okay? Bye-bye, sir. Thank you.
Bye.